So this morning was another early start. We made our way over to St. Martha's Parish again for the third and final catechesis. Today we were joined by a bishop from England. He spoke about what it means to be a true Catholic and the Catholic values and how important they are in day-to-day life, which was really thought-provoking. Then we celebrated Mass and we had the opportunity to go to confession, which was really nice. It was kind of a moment of sort of, you know, your own time just to sort of reflect and kind of just get your thoughts out in the open and stuff, which was lovely. And then after the catechesis, we all made our way back over to Darling Harbour, to Bangaroo, to celebrate the Stations of the Cross. And I can't describe to you how intense and how fantastic that experience was for me. It was so overpowering and so, it was just overwhelming. There was thousands of people there sat in absolute silence, watching on big screens a reenactment of Jesus' last moments. And the actors were so incredibly talented that it was, it made you feel as if you were there and then, and it made you sort of, you know, sympathize with Jesus and kind of, you know, made you kind of feel how he must have felt during the time. And it was just so intense, and I got chilled. I mean, it was pretty cold, but I got chills, you know, just from watching it. And they sang a couple of songs like Amazing Grace, which nearly made everyone cry. It was so emotional. And everyone came out saying exactly the same. Like, it was so overpowering and just so incredibly talented and thought-provoking that it was just, so far, that's been the highlight for me so far, because it's just been absolutely incredible. And as the week goes by, the events kind of get bigger and bigger as they lead up towards the final Mass, which is happening on Sunday. So there was, you know, there was thousands and thousands of people there from all over the world just sat there in absolute silence. And all you could hear was the helicopters flying overhead taking aerial images of the mass of people and projecting them onto big screens. And it was just, it was chilling. It was kind of eerie because it was so, so sort of tragic and quiet. But at the same time, it was so intense and incredibly thought-provoking and emotional that it was just an amazing experience. And I've never, ever experienced anything like that before in my life. So I can't even describe how awesome it was. It was absolutely incredible. It was so eerie because there were so many people just sat there in absolute silence, because it was like the actors were acting in so much detail that it just kind of took you there, if you know what I mean. And, you know, I mean, you know how brutal it all was for Jesus, like, in his final days. And that was depicted by the actors today. And it was just, oh, it was so intense. Everyone lost their breath, basically. And it was just amazing. So today, by far, has been the best day for me today. And it's just, it's making me more looking forward now to the final Mass. And we've got the Sleep Out Under the Stars tomorrow, so we've got another early morning. We're doing a 3-hour walk across Sydney Harbour Bridge and then back to Randwick Racecourse to spend the day there. And then we've got the Sleep Out Under the Stars, and we've got the final Mass then on Sunday with the Pope. So yeah, it's all kind of coming to an end now, and the events are getting bigger and more emotional and just by far, you know, just absolutely incredible. So it's been a fantastic day today. Mm-hmm.